Yes, I'd like to wish everyone a beautiful, beautiful Shabbos. I hope everything is going well. These two or three cholim we're going to list now are very, very sick. Baruch Tzvi ben Rivka Batya. Baruch Tzvi ben Rivka Batya. If you can please ask him. Yosef Tzvi ben Rachel Pesel. Yosef Tzvi ben Rachel Pesel. Hindu bat Sara Rachel. Hindu bat Sara Rachel. And Yosef Tzvi ben Rachel Pesel. Someone told me also the Chalban. The Chalban. And someone told me Yisrael Moshe ben Tzipor Feger. Yisrael Moshe ben Tzipor Feger. But if you notice down for Yehuda ben Shifra, Matisyahu Chaim ben Ittel, Binyamin Ovadia ben Esther, Binyamin Ovadia ben Esther, Shemayahu Yosef Nisin ben Batya, Moshe Dov ben Feger Bracha, Moshe Dov ben Feger Bracha, Rachel Bas Ilana, Kamen ben Chaya Blima, Baruch Bendor Bennett ben Sewell, Shlomo ben Sora Aliza, Moshe Avraham ben Alexandria Simon, Netanel Ilan ben Shena Tzipora, Netanel Ilan ben Shena Tzipora. If you can down for him, he's an Israeli soldier of a couple of months ago. Unfortunately, he got attacked by some Arabs and is unconscious for many months. Yakutiel Zalman ben Sora, Yakutiel Zalman ben Sora, Avram Yeshayahu ben Aviva, Chaya Malka bat Batsheva, Leah Pesha Bastina. If you can please down for all those cholim, some of them very, very sick, as we said, and all of them, Shashem, Shasen, them all over Fuwa Shlema Bekoav. So this week's Parsha in America is Parsha Chukas. So when Nassim Zvi Finkelzatzal, the former Rosh Yeshiva Meir in Yerushalayim, asks, you know, it's talking about Tuman Tau, be pure and impure. And he talks that you have to bring the power of Duma. So it shouldn't be Zos Chukas HaToy, it should be Zos Chukas HaTuma VeTara. You know, it's talking about the lachas of being pure or impure, pure Tamei or Torah. Why should it be the chukas of the Torah? So Nassim Zvi Finkelzatzal said, because the Jewish people, Bnei Yisrael, the Yidden, have the Torah, because we have the Torah, and we're supposed to keep the Torah and live the Torah, that's how we become Tamei or Torah. Whether we keep, you know, we become Tamei or Torah through the Torah. That's because we have the Torah. And obviously, when you keep the Torah properly, you don't become Torah, you become Torah, but you become pure. But that's why it's Chukas HaToyva. The teacher said that the Toyva, when you keep it properly, you'll be Tahor, you'll be pure, and Chashom, you go off a little bit of depth, you'll be Tummy. Chasam Sofis, and I think that's what Nassim Zvi Finkel, that's what I was saying. I might have said his words a little off the way he said it, but yeah, I think that was his message. The Chasam Sofis said, one of the Targumim said, Chukas is a Gezeira, a decree. The Magen Avraham says, when you say the word gezeira, decree, that means it's not good. So Chassam Sofer said, what's the problem? What's so bad about the chotor being a chok? Chazak the Chassam Sofer. Because Moshe Rabbeinu knew the reason of the Parah Adumah. Moshe Rabbeinu knew why Hashem commanded after being a Parah Adumah. But Hashem made a decree on Moshe Rabbeinu, you cannot tell the Jewish people, you cannot tell Bnei Yisrael the reason. You can't tell the Yidden the reason why of the Parah Adumah. And since Hashem made a decree on Moshe that he can't say it, it was hard on Moshe not to tell the information to the Bnei Yisrael. Moshe loved teaching Bnei Yisrael Torah, and therefore it was hard that he was a gzeir on him that he couldn't release the information of the Parah Adumah, why Hashem did it that way. Well, Moshe Feinstein's Asal says, if you know the Parah Adumah, you know, Torah was the Tamei, Tamei is the Torah, purifies those who are Tamei, and those who are pure makes them impure. And it purifies those who are tummy, who are impure. So Zakma Moshe Feinstein Asal, that's the way of life. The Torahic way of life. But Moshe Feinstein Asal said, when you live Torah, that's the Torahic way of life. Because we tell someone, you should be a humble person, but give honor to your friend, give cover to your friend. It says that you shouldn't live, you know, luxuriously, you know, tremendous, like a 50-bedroom mansion, 50 fancy cars. You shouldn't lug luxury. But when a poor person comes and asks you for money, you're supposed to give the poor person a lot. So again, Moshe finds this out, that's the Torah of life. What might be good for you might not be good for someone else. And what might be not good for someone else might be good for you. And that's the Torah way of life. Well, Moshe Feinstein also says, Chukas HaToyva is a message of the Torah. even if you know the reason of the mitzvah. You might know sometimes the Torah tells us the reason of the mitzvah, and therefore you might say, therefore the mitzvah doesn't apply to me now because I know the reason. The reason just doesn't apply anymore. So I don't have to do this mitzvah anymore. Zakra Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, even if you know the reason of the mitzvah, Zaschukasa Torah, you still got to keep the Torah as a chok. You got to keep it because Hashem told you to keep it, not because you think you know the reason. Then the Chafetz Chaim Zatzal said, Moshe Rabbeinu, we know in this week's Parsha, hit the rock. Zak the Chafetz Chaim Zatzal, even so Moshe Rabbeinu probably thought, you know, hitting the rock would be more successful in getting the water out of the rock, because we know the staff that Moshe Rabbeinu used had Hashem's name on it, and therefore was very powerful. And then Moshe Rabbeinu knew by hitting the rock, water's going to come out of the rock, going to come out of the cellar. Zak the Chafetz Chaim Zatzal, even so Moshe Rabbeinu knew that was the reason, but you still got to follow Hashem. You still got to follow your Tati, or Kaddish Baruch Hu, Avinu Avrahaman. Even so, it might make sense the way you think you know it. Even so, you know it makes more sense the way you want to do it. But Hashem tells you not to do that way, but do a different way. You do the different way. You do what Hashem commanded you. And Hashem commanded Moshe Rabbeinu to speak to rock, not hit it. The Yalkut, one of the Medrashim, said, why did Aaron HaKohen get punished? Aaron did nothing wrong. Zok the Yalkut, because Yalkut, the Medrash said, because Aaron didn't stop Moshe Rabbeinu from hitting the rock. So Rav Ari Marcus from Eretz Yisrael, I forgot who he quoted, but he quoted someone who said, how could Aaron stop Moshe Rabbeinu from hitting the rock? You know, when someone does example, let's say I'm in a room and someone turns the light on quickly, I can't stop them. But Zuck Rav Ari Marcus, who he quoted, he said that that's where the Torah tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock twice. So Aaron should have stopped Moshe Rabbeinu on the second time. And since Aaron didn't, that's why he was punished with Moshe. Then the Walag said, Aaron HaKohen, you know, was a huge tzaddik, died in the month of Av. Why did Aaron HaKohen die in Av? Because don't forget, Aaron made peace among Klai Yisrael. When he heard a machlokas, a fighting going on, he would go to both parties on different occasions. He goes, he wants to make peace, he wants to make peace, she wants to make peace, she wants to make peace. And he would cause a lot of shalom in the whole Jewish people. And therefore, Aaron was like a father. It pained Aaron to see the Bnei Yisrael, any Yid, any Jew fighting with each other. It pained him. He was like a father. When a father gets pained when he sees Kinderlach, his children fighting. Aaron was like a father to the Bnei Yisrael. And that's why the Walag said, that's why Aaron died in Av. Because Hashem was saying Aaron was like a father to Klai Yisrael. The Meshech Chachma said another beautiful word. It says, Vaya Nachash, you know, at the end of Parsha, you know, it said with the biting of the nachash of the snake. So it said, Vaya nachash, and it's good if the snake bit you. Vaya, when it says the word Vaya, that means happiness, it's good. Zak the Meshech Chachma, why was it good that the snake bit somebody? What was so good about it? I don't know about you, but I would not want to get bit by a snake. Zak the Meshech Chachma, because if a snake bit somebody, they had to go, you know, look at the snake on Moshe Rabbeinu's, on the Moshe Rabbeinu, the Moshe Rabbeinu put a snake on a stick, and they had to look at the snake, and therefore they were looking towards Shemayim, towards Hashem, really, because the snake was lifted up, I guess, high. Zazak de Meshech Chachma, if the snake bit you, and you have other sicknesses, other choles besides this being bit by the snake, you got healed by it. You got healed not only the snake being bit, but you got healed by the other sicknesses you had. Because when you looked at the snake, therefore looking at Hashem, you know, like we explained before, that's why Vaya Nachash, it was good for us to get bit by the snake, because anyone who was sick, the sickness went away. I'll tell you, now I'm going to say, ask your local Orthodox rabbi, these halachas discussed at the Shabbos table. Well, Ari Marcus, again from Eretz Yisrael, said, let's say you're standing in a room, it's not so dark, it's a little dark, but it's not so dark, and it's Shabbos Kaddish, and a non-Jew comes in and turns on the light. Rav Ari Marcus said, if you had enough light that you could have stayed there you had enough light that you didn't need the other light, then you do not need to leave. If you had enough light before the non-Jew turned on the other light and it didn't bother you, you had enough light to do whatever you need to do, and it didn't bother you, the other light was off, then you do not need to leave. But obviously, if the non-Jew turns on the other light and it helps you, then you have to leave. It's all on Shabbos. Then the Chafetz Chaim Zatzal says, let's say there's two shuls in your neighborhood. One has 50 to 60 people davening every day in one minyan, let's say. Another shul is about 10 to 15 people davening. The Chofetz Chaim said it's better to go daven in the shul with more people, because Berov Am Hajiz Melech. It's better to daven with more people and davening to Hashem. But Rav Yashiv Zatzal said, but if the other shul, like let's say, only has 9 men and you be the 10th, you'd make a minyan. Therefore, chesed outweighs it, and better to go to the other shul where you can make a minyan. Rav Yashiv Zatzal said that. I'm going to leave you. I think I left you those stories ready. I just like to wish everyone a beautiful, beautiful Shabbos, and I hope everything is going well. But remember, we have to make peace. Peace is the best to do, like Aaron HaKohen. Have a Gevaldik Shabbos.